Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Figgy holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. We got a Marcus update. Shout out to our listener, Marcus.
Driving to Phoenix.
Where are you at now? How far is he out?
2 hours till Phoenix, he says. He's in the home stretch. I'm guessing he was driving from here. I never asked that specifically, but some listeners said they've made that drive before. 17 hours, 12 hours to El Paso.
Man.
So he's been on the road listening to Sports Radio 610 the whole time. So appreciate you hanging out.
I will say, once you get 2 hours out after a long drive like that, in the back of your mind, or in real time, you're like, "Woo, we almost there." But in the back of your mind, you're like, "Man, this is about to be a long 2 hours." That'd be the hardest stretch, man. When you about 2 or 3 hours out, it's like, "Man, we close, but we not close yet, man." It's 3 hours.
Brutal.
It is brutal. But salute to Marcus for keeping.
Why did y'all do that to Marcus? Marcus is in those 2 hours, and you're like, "Yeah, these next two gonna be tough for you, dog." Sorry about it, brother.
Oh, I remember that too. I remember driving from Cleveland to Houston.
Yeah.
And as soon as you hit Texas, you like
"Whoa, well, home free, baby."
You got another 4 hours, but salute to Marcus that's on the road. But Cleveland, speaking of Cleveland, Ohio, man, they signed Joe Flacco again. And I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure how Cleveland fans were going to feel about this. So I will say some fans are probably upset because they thought they was going to draft a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah.
And right now that's probably unlikely. So you might have some people that's upset that you got a 40-year-old quarterback and not going with somebody in the first round, somebody fresh. But I decided to tap in with Ken Carmen,
yeah,
and Anthony Lima on the 92.3 The Fan. I was on the Odyssey app when I seen this news. I'm like, let me see what they talking about.
Yeah.
And here is Ken Carmen on how he broke the news that Joe Flacco was coming back.
Wait a minute. It's real, folks.
Let's go. You want to do it or you want me to
do
it?
Go ahead. Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Schefter, ESPN, reunion, the Cleveland Browns and veteran quarterback Joe Flacco reached an agreement today on a one-year, $4 million deal. Flacco will now return to Cleveland, where he won the NFL's Comeback Player of the Year Award in 2023. Flacco also spoke with the Steelers and Vikings, but opted to spend his 18th season with the Browns.
We got him. We got him. Pittsburgh, you hear that? You hear that, Steelers? We got him.
Run it back. Run it back. Run it back. Run it back. Run it back.
Yes.
Let's go,
yes.
They are so excited.
Ain't no way. Like, at first I was like, all right, so they're doing the bit where they're like, we're really excited about this thing that this is really actually small. I don't know. I kind of believe them.
Oh, they're very believable.
Ain't that sad, though?
He's a legend.
Yeah, not only that, but if you didn't sign him, your starting quarterback was probably Kenny Pickett.
As of right now. Yeah. Ain't no way you go to market with Kenny Pickett, right? Yeah. You're not week one. Yeah, here is Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, so that was their reaction to the to the news. It was kind of hilarious.
Sound horrendous.
I mean, that's where the Browns are, I guess. Hey.
That's where they at.
Yeah.
So they decided to open the phone lines to kind of see how people felt about this.
Oh.
And I was really curious about this.
Yeah.
So here is Ken Carmen and the Anthony Lima show on 92.3 The Fan. Caller Greg from Kent. This is what he had to say about this signing.
Greg in Kent. Hello, Greg.
Ben, Anthony, extremely frustrated. Extremely frustrated.
Okay, why?
Frustrated, we didn't sign Joe Flacco sooner. Let's go, Joe Flacco! Number 15, baby, Joe Flacco. Let's go!
Did he say 15?
Season ticket waiting list. Here we go again, baby.
He said we're just gonna not play the last one.
We don't need
15
to.
Wins.
Don't need to.
One loss.
Now, I'm sure there's some other people that don't really like this signing and all this other stuff. But
I would hope so.
Are you sure about that?
Ain't this crazy?
Yes.
Imagine.
Like, this is a 41-year-old quarterback that's on his last leg. He didn't have a good year last year.
No.
We talking about 2 years ago.
Think about the popularity career arcs, plural, of Joe Flacco. Like, oh, I don't know, coming from Delaware, right? Delaware?
Yep, correct.
You know, and then maybe, oh, he's showing some stuff, and then, nah, he's not it. And then, is he elite? And then they win a Super Bowl.
The Magic Month.
And then
he won a Super Bowl, got a big contract.
And
he
then
sure
up
did.
And down, and then he didn't live up to the contract in some people's eyes, and then he's kind of like
some
just a guy.
Eyes, that's cute.
And then he goes to Cleveland, he's up, and then he has, I mean, his career arc is
he
like
was
a
sitting
yo-yo.
On a, he was sitting on a couch.
Yes.
And then Cleveland called him up, and it was just that Joe Magic, or I forgot how they said it, but yeah, and then turned into a pumpkin here at NRG Stadium.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, man. It's wild, man. That kind of made their offseason, I would say.
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, you look at quarterbacks that they've had. Jameis, obviously Deshaun, Flacco. I mean, do I have to go through all some
DTR,
of the others?
Yeah, you got to go. That's a
Jacoby,
long list. Yeah, that's
Baker. Like, Baker's probably the last one that they could, like, get this hype about, and they wasn't really super hype about him at that point.
That might be the best quarterback in franchise history.
Dude, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
When they came back.
Yeah.
Because, like, who else is competing with him?
Since 99.
Colt McCoy. And then we get back to, the Derek Andersons, the Charlie Fries, the, you know, Trent Dilfer for a year, Jeff Garcia, Tim Couch. Like, yeah, he might
be the best.
Baker might be the best. And after that, Joe Flacco might be somewhere in there
for
like
second.
Top three, top four.
Top two.
That's tough.
Well, Baker, you got Derek Anderson who went to a Pro Bowl.
Let me ask you this. Most popular Browns quarterback since Bernie Kosar?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't know how popular Vinny Testaverde was as a Brown. But
I can't imagine he was that popular.
Yeah, but no, definitely since Kosar.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. They got that Flacco fever now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Luke Sports Radio 610. So, Joe Mazzulla, the head coach for the Boston Celtics, he actually, somebody actually asked him about the firing of Mike Malone.
Yeah.
In Denver, the head coach in Denver. And here's what he had to say. And I felt like, if I didn't tell you what he was talking about, it kind of sounded a little dark. Let me know if I'm tripping or not.
To me, I wake up every day and I say, you know, I find the balance of, I mean, it's part of what motivates me, but I wake up every day saying this could be my last day. And that's not, you know, it's just, you have to have that type of perspective because it gives you gratitude. It also keeps you, you know, hungry. And so it's just, you have to have a healthy balance of you want this for as long as you can. At the same time, you're very much replaceable because, you know, that's just how it works. And, you know, so every day I remind myself of my own mortality. And I think that's what kind of keeps me in a perspective and, you know, and a gratitude of, you know, the opportunity that you have.
It kind of sound a little.
A little. Actually, I knew it was going to be dark as soon as you said Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. You say this as if
I wake up like it's going to be my last day.
And yeah, you can say, hey, man, that's him talking about, you know, coaching and people could lose. Don't you remember when he was asked about, like, do you feel pressure heading into this season that we're in right now? Mm-hmm. Obviously, after winning a Super Bowl. And his direct quote was, We're all going NBA to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore, so there's zero pressure. He goes on to say more, but, like, he started with, oh, we're all going to be dead soon. That's his M.O. This is his get down. Like, this is absolutely how he thinks.
Yeah, he's goth.
Yeah.
Like, he's a goth head coach.
Very
much so.
And so when I heard that, it reminded me of what Kyle Shanahan did a couple years ago. And this was when he was asked about the quarterbacks and the quarterback position in the future of Jimmy G on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And this was right before, I want to say this was right before the draft, so they didn't even have Trey Lance. I think they was trying to figure out what was the future of Jimmy G. And this is what he had to say.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday, so I can't guarantee who will be on our roster on Sunday. So that goes for all of us.
That's elite level deflection there right now.
No, yeah, that's not even
that's
insane.
Elite level deflection.
Like, all right, man.
He's like, can I guarantee? If you're really being honest, I can't guarantee anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? We can't guarantee that there's a tomorrow. You know, we just got to live like today's our last day. You feel me?
Yeah, that's not even in the same place as Joe Mazzulla. Legitimately is a dark human being. That's just a guy that you said deflecting, but I think he's being kind of an a-hole too.
Yeah, but that was a dark place to go. Like, I don't think, like, I can't even guarantee we all gonna be alive.
Yeah.
Like, why you got to go there?
Mm-hmm. Very transcendental.
You know what's sad? Mm-hmm. And this is an indication I've been on Instagram a little too much recently. Figgy, you're familiar with Speedy Moran, right?
Speedy Moran, I'm not.
Work with Complex, and like he does.
Oh,
he interviews a lot of these.
I am because he's dating Glorilla.
Is he actually dating her?
I think so.
I know that
they've been together a lot.
Angel Reese was trying to like you know, kind of corner him on who he was dating, or when she was like, is there a woman you have your eye on? He's like, I mean, really, you know, my eye is on my relationship with God. You know what I mean? I don't really be. I'm like, that's the level of elite deflection that Kyle Shanahan brought to the table. He was like, nah, you're not gonna corner me. You know, I can't guarantee a damn thing. Life is not guaranteed.
Yeah, who are we really? Who are any of us?
What is he? Just go existential?
What is life?
Have you ever done that in a conversation?
Oh, God, yes. what is life, really?
In fact, what's your best deflection?
Are we
remember?
Really living?
Oh, God.
Friends. How many of us have them, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of Glorilla, I just brought her up.
Yes.
So I just want to play this because I like the way she sounds.
Mm-hmm.
This is her, I want to say, at the Billboard Awards. She accepted a... I want to say a war. I forgot for what, but this is her speech on the stage right here.
I want to say shout out to all the beautiful ladies in the building tonight. I love y'all. but I want to thank God, the beautiful ladies on my label,
beautiful.
CMG, and all my beautiful women fans. And I don't know, like, shout out to Memphis for making me and raising me. And shout out to Billboard. Let's go.
The beautiful ladies.
I can't unhear that now.
It's fantastic.
Somebody said the PR team must have told her to keep saying beautiful.
Look, she knew what she was doing. Like, obviously, that is how she talks. Like, Memphis has a very particular accent that is kind of incredible if you really think about it. Mm-hmm. But you ain't had to say beautiful like that consistently that many times. Like, you knew what she was doing. And you know what? Sometimes you just got to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
So salute the Glorilla. All right, I'll get y'all out of here. It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I want to ask y'all this. when is it time to kind of panic when your phone is about to die?
Ooh, like what percentage?
Yeah, what percentage you got to get to where you be like, all right, I need a charger or
I don't,
it's time to go.
I don't necessarily do this out of panic. Well, maybe it is. I never let it get under 50.
Oh, yeah, you're a panic.
Oh, under 50?
He's
looking
scary.
For a charger?
Real scary.
I don't know if it's panic. I just like, I'm a planner, man. My truck is always full.
I thought he said 15. He said 50.
5-0.
So you probably don't like let the
5-0. You still kicking.
You probably don't know how many miles your car goes on FD,
no,
do you?
Once my truck gets to about half tank, I fill it up.
That makes sense.
You gotta be prepared.
That's wild.
You gotta be prepared.
This brother ain't been on quarter tank in years. I'm on the quarter tank now. I got to go to the gas station after this.
This weekend, I was driving out to Katy with that light on, brother. I was, hey, man.
That's just the way I am. I don't know.
Yeah, man. So it's an article that said people started to panic about their phone's charge when it's at
38%. 38 for real?
Yeah, 38%.
That feels high. Yeah. All right, so maybe I'm viewing panic differently. Panic for me really sets in. It's 15, and then real panic is at 5. Like, I'm just like, yo. Because that last 5%, well, and this is funny, because I feel like there's differences with different devices. Because it seems like Apple's like, you get to 5%, you got a little time. You get the Android, that 5%, and it's about to die.
Yeah, like, it's gone.
It depends what type of iPhone you have, though.
Really?
Because if it's an older iPhone that's over the hill a little bit, sometimes you get the 8. And then next thing you know, it's at 2. You were like, whoa.
Where did all the juice go?
Whoa. And then it's dead.
My head would explode if I let it get down to 15, much less 5.
Yeah, so 38%, they kind of freak out a little bit. It's a couple people that when they get to 38%, they freak out a little bit. 34% of the people say they don't get concerned until their battery falls at below 20%.
Okay.
So I might be in that. I think I'm in that area. And then 13% claim they are unfazed until it's under 10%.
Unfazed.
Unfazed is wild. Yeah. Like I'm keeping track and I'm thinking of like, where am I and when is my next time I'm gonna get to the car or get to a charger? Nah, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, sometimes when my phone about to die, that's usually my exit plan.
Mm-hmm.
Where my phone about to die, I'm out.
How about this from 713? Phone went to 20% and he left the Texans playoff game to go to his tailgate to charge his phone.
Okay, but it was in the first half. And then they watched the second half from the parking lot as well.
Yeah.
But see, once you leave the game, it's over. You can't go back in.
That's true.
No, you can't go back in. Once
how much you said he had to go charge his phone?
How much do you need your phone
half?
In
so
there?
He left the game.
Yes, yeah. To charge his phone.
Yeah, it's not that serious for me, man.
It's not that serious.
And I do love this from the 713, another 713 on the text line. The Jim Adler, the text hammer text line at you at that. Lopez needs to teach Clint about that gas.
Yeah, man. It drives me nuts when I hear those stories.
Clint getting caught.
Oh.
Yeah, that's something I'm very thankful. I don't often, test it, but I do test it from time to time. Thankfully, to this point, I have never gotten caught where you just got that car on the side of the road, having to call somebody to bring that jerry can. I've never had that, thankfully.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I've been through that.
Oof.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had a flashback to when my mom got that, though. I had to go get her.
Take her gas?
Yeah, that's always fun.
I ran out of gas at the gas station. I was like pulling in and then the car just shut off.
That's perfect because you can just throw that thing in neutral and get it to where you need to.
Yeah.
The real scare is like when you're on the street like a block away.
You're driving to Odessa.
Man. Damn. Yeah.
Those are real bad.
You're driving to like West Texas. Yeah. Oh, God.
I never want. That's never happening to me, man. Yeah. I'm making sure we good.
Okay. So 713, this is a good point. They said they Ubered to the game, so they needed their phone to Uber back. So you had to have the
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Very good. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is Figgy's mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. The social media tag at the Figgy Fig if you want to get them, if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. And the phone number that you want to call right now, 713-572-4610. If you want to win a pair of tickets to see Brian Regan, the comedian at Bayou Music Center on December 4th, that's what you want to call. 713-572-4610. Caller number 6 right now will win that pair of tickets. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's check in with the fellas of The Drive who are out at Spectators Bar and Grill in Sugar Land continuing their crawfish tour. We'll talk to them next.